Welcome to the Automated Daily, Hacker News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is April 21st, 2024, and I'm your host, Trend Teller. We're diving into a variety of intriguing topics from the latest in tech innovations to insights into the programming world. Remember, you can find links to all the stories we discussed today in the episode notes. Let's get started. First up, a fascinating insight into the programming world. It turns out that programming is less about the speed of typing and more about the depth of thinking. An informal survey suggests that a whopping 11/12 of a programmer's time is spent pondering over code, debugging, and researching. This challenges the old notion that programming is akin to factory work. It's actually more of a design operation where the intellectual effort is paramount. The takeaway? Enhancing the thinking process could be more beneficial than speeding up typing. Moving on to a tech update, the Lunatic framework is making waves by allowing scripting within the Linux kernel using Lua. This framework includes a modified Lua interpreter, a device driver, and various APIs to bind kernel facilities to Lua scripts. However, it skips on floating-point arithmetic and certain Lua libraries for security reasons. For developers, this could be a game changer in how flexible and powerful kernel operations can be manipulated. In the realm of digital art and mathematics, an interactive visualization using WebGPU showcases the beauty of Möbius transformations and their intricate patterns. This project, inspired by the book Indra's Pearls, visualizes complex mathematical concepts like the Apollonian gasket and explores limit sets beyond circles. It's a brilliant blend of art, science, and technology, offering a new way to appreciate mathematical structures. On the gaming front, Changwu Min from Agalia has introduced optimizations to the Linux kernel scheduler to enhance gaming experiences on platforms like Valve's Steam Deck. The focus is on reducing stuttering with a new scheduler called LAVD, which shows promising results in improving frame rates. This could be a significant development for gamers and developers aiming for smoother gameplay on Linux-based systems. Here's a quirky blend of old and new. The Doom HTOP. This GitHub project combines the classic Doom game with the process viewer HTOP, displaying game graphics within the HTOP interface. It's a creative and fun way to merge gaming with system monitoring, though it comes with its own set of challenges like screen movement and keyboard functionality. Turning to societal impacts of technology, Jonathan Haidt's new book discusses the adverse effects of smartphones and social media on teenagers. He advocates for delaying the introduction of these technologies to children to protect their mental health and development. This raises important questions about the role of tech companies in shaping childhood and the potential need for stricter regulations. In security news, a critical update for the GNU C library addresses a buffer overflow vulnerability that could impact numerous applications. This fix is crucial for maintaining the integrity and security of systems running older versions of the library, highlighting the ongoing need for vigilance in software maintenance. Lastly, a study on cognitive abilities reveals that environmental factors may play a more significant role than genetics in certain cognitive skills like metacognition and mentalizing. This research underscores the importance of nurturing environments in cognitive development, challenging previous assumptions about the heritability of these skills. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily Hacker News Edition. We've covered everything from programming philosophies to the latest in kernel scripting and the impact of technology on our society. Don't forget to check out the episode notes for links to the full stories. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.